Bava Kama, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is going to discuss the type of ownership that the shore has and how it affects whether or not the shore, when it kills a human being, is Chayav Misa, needs to be undergo Skila or not. The Mishnah begins, the Shor HaIsha, a shore that's owned by a woman, Shor HaYasomim, a shore that's owned by orphans, Shor HaApotropos, a shore that's also owned by Yasomim, it's also owned by orphans, but it has a trustee who's in charge of it. Shor HaMidbar, a shore that is of the wilderness, and that's another way of saying that it has no owner, it's Hefker. Shor HaHegdesh, or a shore that's owned by Hegdesh. Shor HaGershim Meis Ve'en Lo Yorshim, or the shore of a convert who dies and has no one to inherit him. He has no relatives to inherit him. So in any of these cases, despite the fact that one might think for some reason that this ownership or the lack of ownership, depending on the case, would be a cause to say that it does not receive Misa, despite that, Hare Elu Chayavim Misa, they are, in each of these instances, the shore would be Chayav Misa. The Bryce in the Gemara says that this is learned out from the fact that it says shore seven times. That is to say, one is Bala Gufa, one of those shores is to tell us the essence of the halacha, that the shore gets killed if it kills a human being. And the other six times that the word shore is used is in order to include these six categories. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to take issue with this, at least in part. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that three of them, Shor HaMidbar, which has no owner, Shor HaHegdesh, which really also has no owner, Veshor HaGer Shemes, again, that has no owner because the convert died without Yorshim, Peturim and Amisa, these are all Pater from Misa, Lefi She'ein Lohem Balim, because they have no owner. And having an owner, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a critical need in order to be able to have the Shor be Chayav Misa for killing a human being.